Lord, Lord. Anybody else? Yes, sir. Well, it would sure help. Well, of course, you want somebody that would be like this music. And you another thing about this particular kind of music, too, and you've got to like where you are, because these guys, I can't change for them. They have to do the changing has to be from them to fit what I need. And you know, the Lord's blessed me with the ability to see the potential in each fellow that I put to work and know about what I can get out of him and if it'll work or if it won't work. And if they don't enjoy where they are, you're not likely to hire them to begin with. But if you do, you won't get too much out of them. Well, that's the idea. I try to stay focused. I don't want to lose sight of where I am and where I want to be, where I want to go. Yes. Well, sure. Work on phrasing, and work on harmonies. Just do the notes. Try to find that blend, and you can feel it when it locks in. You know it. And what I used to do when the first band that I put together after I left the Country Gentlemen, we used to go and we'd rehearse, and we'd start in one room, and either I or somebody would stay in the room, and the other three one would go outside, one would go in the other room, one would go here and there, whatever. And when we came back, if we weren't together, we did it again, and over and over and over until we got to where that our phrasing was right, our timing was right, and our pitch was on too. And that's the way we did it for hours, you know. It's important, but in harmony, you have to, you know, regardless of whether the lead singer, if he's pronouncing it wrong, it doesn't matter. You say it like he does, because that's harmony, you know.
Yeah.
You don't get proper in this music, you know. I mean, leastwise I haven't yet, but. They copy what I'm doing. One more quick one. Oh, shucks. Only God.